Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's getting near dawn.
That's a little Eric Clapton bringing us back. 7-2, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm having a great visit with our good friend Chuck Martin. We're talking about mobile. Chuck's new book is called The Third Screen, Marketing to Your Customers on a World Gone Mobile. Chuck, give us the website. Tell us how we can find you in your book.
That's mobilefutureinstitute.com.
Yeah. And the new book's coming out in May?
Yes.
What's it titled?
I can't tell you yet.
But now, here's what you can tell us, though. You can tell us that you'll launch it on this show, right?
Yeah, we all always have, Jim.
Absolutely. I'm going to be hurt if you don't. You don't want to hurt my feelings. You don't want to break my heart, Chuck. So let's make sure we launch it on the show. So, folks, you got that to look forward to. You want to tell us just a little bit about it?
Well, it's about the revolution at retail and mobile shopping behavior because of mobile and tablets.
Yeah.
And it's all research.
So you're kind of giving us a little bit of that right now, aren't you? Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm following. I'm finding is that the entire shopping model is being turned on its head in terms of how people buy, and this has a huge implication for all of small businesses because their shopper is not just showrooming, which showrooming is of course when someone goes into a store and they look at the products, test it, and then they go and buy it online or somewhere else.
Yep.
They use the small businesses are going to be used for that as well. So they're going to have to be competitive, and the question is how do they keep their margins and be competitive when they're competing with companies like Amazon that have no physical overhead to speak of.
That's right.
But yeah, they don't really have a choice,
and they can. There is a way to do that because Chuck, one of the things that I'm pointing out to folks is that being competitive in the age of the customer is just table stakes. It's not the driver. It's not the main driver for many consumers. Being relevant to the consumer is the new coin of the realm. Not just the price, not just being competitive. What do you think?
Right, that's totally correct. And the advantage that a retailer has and someone who has brick and mortar is they have the ability to interact in person with the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
And the online retailers don't have that.
That's right.
And they can build reputation, of course, and credibility and all those sorts of things, but they can't have a personal conversation
with
somebody.
But Chuck, you can't just have personal. You've got to have personal. You got to have both. You got to have technology. You got to have high tech and high touch.
Oh, of course you need the technology. That's kind of a given.
Because you've got to have a mobile site. You don't have to have a mobile app. You probably don't need a mobile app. You got to have a mobile site. You got to be optimized for mobile. You got to be doing the things that people who use mobile technology want from you, like is the ability for you to follow them home. You got to be able to stay in touch with them. They're probably going to be less likely to spend much time on your website, Chuck, aren't they? They're going to want you to tell them when something's going on.
Right, and they want to be in touch with you by text messages as well.
Right.
So it's not just a matter of mobile website. You have to have that, of course, but
or a Twitter feed or something like that. And so if you'll do those things, that's how you can get business and not let it all go to Amazon or some of the other online stores. And Chuck, you can charge more money. You can charge for that. People will pay you for that kind of relevance.
Yeah, as long as people are providing value to the consumer. That's what the mobile consumer is really looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean you're intrusive and sending them messages every 10 minutes, but you provide value. And it might be that your best customers you're going to be dealing with through this mechanism of the mobile universe. And it might be some of your other customers. You won't because they won't be mobile, but you're going to tier your customers. And your best people, you'll be able to sell a lot more product and services.
Right, exactly. So what is some I got time for a little more research.
Okay. Some other research that we saw at this was actually the Mobile Monday event at MIT in Boston earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of speakers talking about how they're reaching the consumer. And what they're looking at doing is saying, okay, how do you location-enable impressions? and that means ad impressions. That what the technology is doing now is when you are at a location and you open a website at a location from your phone, just a traditional website, you're getting a specific ad on that website in very real time based on other things that you have opened in other locations.
Hmm.
And if you're in a location of a Best Buy, you can actually get it, and you're near a certain department,
right.
You can actually be sent an ad that promotes something from that department from another store.
And this is what he's talking about, folks, is where we're walking along the line between privacy and convenience.
Or what I see is between creepy and cool.
that's another way to say it. Hey, Chuck, thanks for being here. Good job, as always.
Always good to be here,
Chuck
Jim.
Martin, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out, The Third Screen. Don't forget, you need that book if you're selling in the age of the customer. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.